Welcome to NHL Draft Class. I'm Adam Kimmelman, joined as always by Mike Morial. Mike, we're less than a month away from the draft in Montreal, July 7th and 8th. We're getting close. The draft coverage is ramping up and it's starting to get even more fun. And we got a great guest today on NHL Draft Class.
Yeah, it's this week, Adam, we got JF Danfous, an evaluator for the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. And obviously, there are quite a few players from the league that deserve recognition. 36 players earned, were actually on Central Scouting's final rankings of the top North American skaters. And we got a few goalies in there as well. But from that group, you know, Nathan Gauthier from Quebec, defenseman Maverick Lamoureux from Drummondville, Tristan Lanneau from Gatineau, all are projected first round selections. And we'll discuss those players and more with JF for sure.
Well, let's get right to it. JF Danfous, thank you for joining us today in NHL Draft Class. How are things going?
Great. Things are great.
So JF, Nathan Gauthier of Quebec, the highest ranked Q player on Central Scouting's North American list at 16, a power forward type of guy, so valuable from what I've seen on video and in person and so many other areas. What traits do you feel make him an attractive option in the first round?
Well, I think Nathan is the full package. Obviously, he's got the size. He's a 6'3" centerman, right-handed centerman who can do a lot of things on the ice. He can play offense. He can play defensively as well. Scored over 30 goals for the Quebec Ramparts this year. He's good on both sides of the puck. He can play really well in his own zone. He can win draws for you. Very reliable. I've seen him play on the wing as well at the U20 Canada camp. He did well there. He can play physical. He's a beast on the ice. He can do some damage on the offensive side. Really reliable defensively, and with a 6'3" frame, can play a physical game as well.
JF, one of the guys I've really enjoyed watching this season as we go through some of these video clips is Maverick Lamoureux, the defenseman from Drummondville. You know, really just such a unique guy, 6'7" right shot defenseman. And he's a really good skater that's something you might not expect for someone his size. So I guess other than the obvious, you know, what makes Maverick such a special player? And is he someone that you could see a team taking a chance on late in the first round, assuming he's able to fill out physically?
I think so. Like you said, 6'7" frame that skate the way he skates, it's a rare thing. Usually you get those awkward skaters at that age with such a long frame, but he's smooth, he's agile, he generates speed. Obviously, he's a good defender with a good reach. He can play really good on the offensive side of the puck as well. He played some power play for Drummondville. Overall, I like the way he sees the game, the way he manages the puck. Is it always perfect? No. Execution, you know, could have been suspect once in a while, but he's 17 years old with a big frame. And what I like about him is that he sees the ice. He sees his options. He sees his center support. He sees a stretch pass. He'll try the indirect pass. So what I like is he sees it. Was it perfect execution-wise? Not all the time. But I see a defenseman that can adjust and play at the next level.
I caught up with Lamoureux at the combine, walking the halls, interviews and that and such. And one of the things I thought was interesting, I was just chatting with him, and he said, I asked him for one of his routines, what he does as a routine prior to games. He said he eats 2 hamburgers for breakfast on game days, which I thought was crazy. Hamburgers? I don't know. Do you eat hamburgers for breakfast?
I never did myself, but whatever worked for him. You know, he's got a great personality, which I like. He's outgoing. He's very friendly. And you know what I mean? Like he plays hard, and it's an aspect of the game that is kind of lost a little bit in today's hockey. He's mean. He can play physical. He'll finish and crush opponents, which I think it's something that teams will like in his game. And I was impressed with his physical aspect of the combine, his leg strength. He tested really well in pretty much every aspect of the combine. So I think the upside is there, and he's definitely an intriguing prospect for the upcoming draft.
Tristan Lanou of Gatineau, a right-handed D. He's number 24 in Central Scouting's final ranking. I know he trained with Thomas Chabot in the summer and worked extremely hard at improving his shot. He scored 12 in 63 games this season. What's special about the 6'1", 189-pound D-man?
I think it's his brain. It's his hockey sense, the way he reads the game, the way he manages the puck. He's excellent at retrieving pucks, making plays, finding his options. He's great at escaping the plays under traffic, under the hard forecheck from the opponents. But overall, it's his hockey sense, the way he thinks the game, the way he recognizes the options ahead in front of him. And he's an excellent defender as well. He adapted well this year, playing a great two-way game. I think when we saw him as a 16-year-old, we saw, you know, a lot of his offense, but I think he became a great two-way defender in the queue this past season. There's lots of upside in his game, a lot of positive that came out from this season, and I think there's a lot more coming in the next couple of years from Tristan.
All right, Jeff, I got another giant defenseman I want to ask you about. Noah Warren, 6'5", 224 pounds. And excuse me, we all saw the physical edge to his game on display at the Top Prospects game that everyone remembers the hit he put on Shane Wright. 24 points in 62 games this season. So does he project to have a more developed offensive side or developable offensive side to his game where maybe he can play on a second power play unit for an NHL team down the road?
I think he does have that offensive upside in his game. Didn't have much power play, the past couple of years with Gatineau, but I think he has some more offense in his game. When you look at him play, obviously you see the big 6'5" frame, you see the physical aspect. I think he's got really good puck skill. He can manage the puck well. I think if he has a little bit more power play opportunity, I think we'll see even more offense in his game. But, you know, his 24 points in 62 games this year isn't bad considering that he, you know, barely had any power play time. So, I think he's a type of prospect that is really intriguing and probably trended really in the right direction in the second half. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if he goes, you know, end of the first round, top of the second round. He's an intriguing prospect. Again, 6'5". That can skate the way he skates. There's not many on the market that can play that type of game.
Yeah, a real big spike in production this year. Just looking at his numbers from last year, JF, obviously he had 24 points in 62 this year, had just 4 points in 29 games last year. So good for Warren, and I'm sure he's an intriguing guy, as you mentioned. Ivan Barbashev went number 33 to the St. Louis Blues in 2014, and they kind of needed to show patience with him. His brother, Maxim Barbashev, is a left wing with Moncton, and he's number 98 on Central Scouting's final ranking. So he's a projected fourth or fifth round option here. Is there anything about Maxim's game that reminds you of his brother, Ivan, who's, you know, coming off a 26 goal, 60 point season with the Blues?
Absolutely. I think there's some similar aspects when you compare both players, mostly on the physical aspect. Maxim can really finish opponents, really effective on the forecheck. He's tough to play against. He's a hard worker. Maybe doesn't have the offense that his brother had at the junior level, but I think it may come in the next couple of years. The year before as an underage, you know, in a small sample size, he had a point per game with Moncton. A little bit inconsistent this year offensively, but you saw flashes in his game. So I think with a little bit more consistency in his game, he could produce at a higher rate. But you can certainly see the physical aspect, the forechecking game, comparable to his brother.
Sherbrooke defenseman David Spacek is one of the big risers in the final rankings from the midterms, jumping up to 55 from number 81. He's an older prospect. He's 19 years old. First season in the queue coming over from Czech Republic. He had 50 points in 57 games. What did you see in the second half of the season from Spacek that moved him up the way he'd moved up?
You know what? He's an 03 birthday, so obviously second year eligible for the NHL draft. We felt that he didn't get much exposure for his draft year. He was still ranked on our list on the European side, but coming to the queue and executed the way he did, we thought it was impressive. He manages the puck so well. He can play the game really good defensively, but also generate a ton of offense, 5-on-5 and power play. He's got a hard shot. He recognizes the options in front of him. He knows when to jump into play and when to stay back. I thought he was one of the most, you know, valuable player in the Quebec League this year as a rookie, and probably, you know, probably why he's ranked the way he is at 55 on our list. I thought it was impressive the way he stepped up and played such a big role for Sherbrooke.
JF, can you give us maybe two or three other players we haven't discussed today from the queue? You know, you feel maybe we're kind of trending in a positive direction over the second half of the season and could offer help to maybe NHL club, I don't know, maybe 3 to 5 years down the road?
Yeah, for sure. There's a few good defensemen that are available in the draft. Jeremy Langlois with Cape Breton is an offensive type defenseman, really smooth skater. Intriguing prospect, I think, deserves a look. There's Jake Furlong in Halifax as well, provided a lot more offense than I thought in the second half. Certainly something like a type of defenseman that can step up at the pro level and play a two-way game. Angus Booth suffered a couple injuries in the second half here, which was showing again, which they ended up winning the championship a couple days ago. But he's a quality two-way guy, again, that really reliable defensively, good first pass, so someone to keep an eye on. And Marc-Andre Godet with Bathurst, 6'3" frame, probably a late bloomer, provided some good offense for Bathurst, ended up running the power play for them. So those are, you know, defensemen that are intriguing and we should keep an eye on for sure.
Well, we'll keep an eye on them as well, and as well as some of the other prospects we talked about today. So, JF, thank you so much for joining us on NHL Draft Class. All great stuff.
Thank you very much.
A lot of great stuff from JF there, Mike. What stood out to you about some of the things he went over with all these great Q prospects?
Yeah. You know what, Adam? I really like what JF was this when we were discussing about Nathan Gauthier, the first part of the interview there, and how, you know, Gauthier being a right-handed centerman, all the stuff that he was able to do this year, that he can play wing and that he's that power forward type of guy. Now, in our mock drafts and a lot of the players that we've discussed for this draft class, Adam, there's a lot of power forwards, right?
Yep.
You can see it, like Connor Geeky, Jimmy Snuggerud from the NTDP, you know, Rieger Lorenz, Rucker McGroarty, who you had a story on NHL.com yesterday. So Jani Nyman of Finland, even on the European side. And, you know, Nathan Gauthier is in that mix as well. I remember something that Adam Nightingale told us in a previous NHL Draft Class podcast when we were discussing all the NTD players. So if you haven't heard that one yet, please check it out. It's a great episode. And I remember Nightingale telling us how hard it is for players, you know, this age to understand what a power forward actually is. And he was stressing that when they were talking to Cutter Gauthier about power forward and what it means, are you playing physical? Are you moving your feet? You know, are you getting to the inside? You know, Nightingale felt as though players that are able to get to the inside with that type of size are going to be productive NHL players. When I watch Nathan Gauthier from the Q with Quebec and what he's been able to do this year, that's exactly what he's able to do. And he does so much more too. I like the fact that he's been so good on faceoffs this year. He was tied for first among, you know, Q skaters in shorthanded goals. So he does a little bit of everything, but he's a big kid, 6'3", 207 pounds. Like we said, right-handed shot. I just like everything he brings to the table. And obviously, you know, playing for Quebec, he was a student of Patrick Roy. Roy coaches the Quebec team over in the Q, and he's learned a lot from Patrick Roy and what he's been able to bring to his game. So that's a feather in his cap. And Gauthier is the type of player that, you know, wants to compete, wants to play, and wants to do well. So everything he's been able to showcase this year, I think, benefits him entering this draft. And I can see him going in the first round.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, he certainly got a chance. There's, as you mentioned, a lot of really good players who play that similar style. But the thing that stood out to me from talking to Jeff is the big defenseman, giant defenseman, Maverick Lamoureux, 6'7", 199 pounds, and he skates well. And you heard him talk about most guys that age, that size, they haven't quite grown into their body. They haven't, you know, figured out how all the arms and legs go because there's just so much to deal with there. But he's a good skater. He's a really good skater, and he's got that size and he's got that nasty element to his game. He's 199 pounds. I talked to him at the combine. He's working with a nutritionist. He's working with a trainer to add on another, 20, 30 pounds he thinks he could even put on over the next couple of years without losing any mobility. And, you know, you imagine that strength on that size frame, and that's a guy that you can maybe build a team around. That's a franchise caliber defenseman, and he's a right shot, which he makes him even more of a unicorn to me. And then you look at a guy like Noah Warren, who already maybe has a little bit more of that physical development at 6'5 and 224 pounds. And you know, you wonder if he gets more of an opportunity next season. You know, JF talked about he didn't get a lot of power play time. So that's why he's got the 24 points in 62 games. But, you know, he can shoot the puck. You give him a little bit more offensive opportunity next season. Sky's the limit there when you have a guy with that size, that strength, that edge, and then you add in an offensive element. You know, somebody's going to get really, really lucky. Warren's 33 on Central Scouting's final rankings, but you see that package and you project and you hope maybe somebody steps up, you know, somewhere between pick 28 and 32 and says, that's our guy.
Yeah, so impressive players there. I mean, we talked about the power forward there. You got two big defensemen who happen to also be good skaters. And we watched Warren, and you mentioned it when we were discussing it with JF, Adam, that, you know, he was impressive at that CHL top prospects game and the things he was able to do, not necessarily the hit that he had on Shane Wright early in the game, but
that certainly opened some eyes.
That's right. That kind of set the tone for like, oh, okay, let's watch Noah Warren a little bit more in this game. And that's exactly, you know, the type of attitude you had. And when you watched him, he was never really out of position. He played his position well, and he did the things that makes him a good player in that game. That's all you want to do is, you know, exhibit the skills and attributes that you have in games like that. And he was able to do that. One of the three Q goaltenders whose names appear in the final rankings, though, Ivan Zhigalov from Sherbrooke is ranked the highest. I know we didn't discuss the goaltenders. We will discuss goaltenders on a future episode of NHL Draft Class, but I just wanted to mention Zhigalov since he is from the Q. And he also has a chance to be the first Belarus-born goalie chosen in the NHL draft. Good size at 6'3", 167. And right at him, he also played at the CHL Top Prospects game. And you actually spoke to him about a funny story with the fans over in the back behind him when he was making save after save after save in that game.
Very memorable. You know, here's a guy who plays in the Quebec League. He's from Belarus. And, you know, he's playing in a rink in Kitchener, Ontario that he'd never been in. Played in front of fans he'd never played in front of, and they're chanting his name, Ivan, Ivan, the entire period and a half he was in the game. And we asked him about it afterwards, and he's like, I have no idea where that came from. That was fantastic. I had no idea what to expect there. So just a great kid, great personality, and a really good goalie who's, you know, got a chance to be, you know, again, all these guys are going to need patience, need time to develop, but he looks like a guy who certainly has the attitude, the mental approach to be a successful NHL goalie. And as we've seen over the years, that, you know, between the ears is as important as anything else that they have when they're playing, when it comes to playing goalie.
Yeah. And one more thing on Zhigalov is the fact that he's a right-handed catching goalie. So those types are few and far between when it comes to goaltending. And, you know, you hear all the time how it kind of, if a forward's coming down and you have a right-handed catching goalie, it kind of throws the shooter off. So that's always a positive quality to have as a goalie. And the fact that he was able to come over after this was his first season in North America, and obviously the coaching staff loved him there in Sherbrooke and what he was able to do. So a credit to Ivan Zhigalov and what he was able to bring. And we will discuss more about the goaltending in a future episode, as I said.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And you know, if you want to catch up, we had so much great stuff from JF today, but you want to go back and listen to some of our previous episodes. We had the good fortune of talking to Shane Wright, Jurij Slafkovský at the combine. We spoke to Logan Cooley and Jack Hughes. You can listen to these top prospects tell their stories in their own words, exclusive. We spoke to Joey Tenute on our last episode of NHL Draft Class, talking about some of the top prospects in the Ontario League. Greg Rajanin on some of the top prospects in the U.S. League. John Williams from the Western Hockey League. Goran Stub on the international prospects. We talked about it earlier. The NHL draft's less than a month away. You want to know who your team's taking? Go back and listen to some of the previous episodes of NHL Draft Class and keep listening as we get closer, because we are going to have some of the top prospects, top minds, top scouts in the game.
And obviously, we're focused on the NHL draft, Adam, but two of our colleagues are focused on the Stanley Cup playoffs right now, Sean Rourke and Dan Rosen, and they have a great podcast as well, NHL at the Rink, and you can listen to that one as well. Hey, look, whenever Sean and Dan get together for the podcast, the thing that always interests me is the arguments that kind of come out of those podcasts, right? Dan disagrees with Sean. Sean throws an opinion. And you know what? It's usually Rourke that's right.
I was just going to say, you know, you listen, you're right. Sean normally has the better of the opinions, and you know, we all know. But they are on site, the Stanley Cup Finals, which starts Wednesday. So check out the games. Check out NHL at the Rink. All good stuff. And also check out previous episodes of NHL Draft Class. And we also have some of our great draft coverage on NHL.com. Mike, we've sort of taken the lead here on the site with the draft coverage, top 10 lists, player features. You mentioned a Rucker McGroarty feature. You wrote a nice piece on Connor Geeky the other day. We've got some other stuff coming up, right?
Yeah. We have all the top 10s from each position, NHL.com's list. We base it off of what Central Scouting agrees with. We talk to scouts. It's all based on that top 10 centers, right wings, left wings, defensemen, goalies. Ran earlier in the week. We've got features on Jurij Slafkovský out there, Rucker McGroarty, Connor Geeky, Cutter Gauthier is upcoming as well. Owen Pickering, Denton Mateyichuk. You'll have a feature on Mateyichuk upcoming as well, Adam. So a lot of features leading up to the NHL draft. So check out NHL.com when you get the chance.
NHL.com, NHL.com/draft for the dedicated draft coverage. Feel free to tell us what you're thinking about the draft. You can reach me on Twitter. I am at NHL Adam K. Mike is at Mike Morial NHL. Please listen to previous episodes of NHL Draft Class. But for now, NHL Draft Class is dismissed.